It's May 16th. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. A valiant effort from goaltender Philip Grubauer wasn't enough to save the season for the Seattle Kraken. Roope Hintz and Wyatt Johnston each scored for Dallas as the Kraken fell 2-1 in Game 7 to see their terrific second season come to an end. In a series that had averaged over 8 goals a game through the first 6, the decisive game proved to be far more difficult to get goals. Grubauer was stellar for Seattle on the night. He had 26 saves on 28 shots, with several being pivotal stops to keep Dallas from running away with the game. But in the end, the Kraken's offense was unable to break through Dallas goaltender Jake Oettinger until 17 seconds were left in the contest. Oliver Bjorkstrand's goal with 17.6 seconds left got Seattle on the board, but it was too little, too late to save the Kraken's season. The Kraken won a faceoff with 9.2 seconds left, but Vince Dunn's shot sailed wide, and the clock drained away and the Stars advanced. Coach Dave Hextall, quote, "I thought they were a half step quicker in everything they did. As you look back on the game, it was their play. They checked well. They played with great pace. They managed the puck a little bit better than we did. And, you know, just on the flip side, in order to turn that, the speed and the crispness and the sharpness of what we were doing with the puck wasn't quite good enough to generate any type of pace offensively." End quote. A year ago, Oettinger had 64 saves on 67 shots in a Game 7 loss to the Calgary Flames in a remarkable performance. Oettinger again rose to the occasion in Game 7 with 22 saves on 23 shots as Dallas advances to play the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Final. Oettinger had been benched just 5 minutes into the second period of Game 6 as well, the second time in the series he was pulled for backup Scott Wedgwood, but he had his best performance of the series in Game 7 to crush the hopes of the Kraken. Seattle was shut out just 3 times during the regular season, at home by the Minnesota Wild, and twice on the road against the New York Islanders and San Jose Sharks. Bjorkstrand's late goal ended the shutout bid for Oettinger. For Hintz, it was his 4th goal of the series and 9th of the playoffs for Dallas. His 19 playoff points trail only the 20 of Edmonton's Connor McDavid. Hextall said, quote, "We're 1 win away from having an opportunity to be one of the final 4 teams playing. So you see that pain in guys, especially in the veteran guys that really understand how hard it is to get here. You know, for the young guys, that realization is there as well, but you also see the growth in those guys and the importance of the experience that they just went through," end quote. Dallas appeared to have just a little bit more left in the tank throughout Monday's game. Midway through the first period, Eli Tolvanen took a cross-checking penalty against Jamie Benn as Benn tried to swat a loose puck in the crease behind Grubauer into the net. It saved a goal, but put Seattle on the penalty kill. The Stars attempted 10 shots on the power play, with the Kraken blocking 7 and 3 more missing the net. It resulted in a hectic penalty kill for Seattle, with officially no saves needed by Grubauer due to the effort of the defense to keep pucks from getting to him. Adam Larson, Jamie Oleksiak, and Alex Wenberg each had 2 blocks on the penalty kill, with Brandon Tanev getting 1 as well. Shots for the period ended at 9 each, but Seattle had 13 blocked shots to just 2 for Dallas, as the Stars managed to get far more shot attempts off in the period. The Kraken also had 1 power play chance in the period after a Benn high stick on Morgan Geeky. It wasn't nearly the threat that Dallas's advantage had been. Seattle lost both faceoffs and didn't get a single shot off with the advantage. In fact, the first lost faceoff led to a shorthanded chance for the Stars, with Roope Hintz and Luke Glendening each getting shots on Grubauer. But Seattle did have chances in the period. Wennberg and Matty Beniers both had strong looks from the right in front of the net to bookend the period, and Ty Cartier had a deflected shot nearly slipped through Ottinger's armpit on while Ben's penalty call was delayed. Grubauer kept doing everything in his power for the Kraken. He delivered massive glove saves on grade-A chances from Tyler Seguin and Hintz to keep the game scoreless. For the game, Grubauer saved at least a goal over expected on the night to keep it close. Grubauer saved 1.51 goals over expected, according to MoneyPuck.com, and 1.11 goals over expected, according to NaturalStatTrick.com. Grubauer, quote, "I'm really proud of this group and how we played the whole season and the playoffs, and it's a tough pill to swallow for sure," end quote. But Ottinger was nearly as good, and the Kraken weren't able to keep up with the amount of offensive chances created. The Stars led the Kraken by a 15-5 margin in high-danger chances on the night, according to NaturalStatTrick.com. Eventually, one of those high-danger chances bit Seattle. Oleksiak had the puck picked off his stick in the Seattle blue line as Hintz skated in uncontested and beat Grubauer stick side with a wrist shot to give Dallas a 1-0 lead with 4:01 left in the second period. The puck had been lofted towards center ice from the Dallas zone and took a bounce that made Oleksiak have to reach for it. Hintz managed to take it off his stick to get the chance and the lead. Ottinger, quote, "Grubauer was unreal tonight. He kept them in the game and gave them a chance to win," end quote. Dallas is now 8-1 in the playoffs when scoring first and 0-4 when allowing the opposing goal. Hintz's opening goal proved to be a vital one again for the Stars. Jordan Eberle, quote, "You get a taste of the postseason here as a group, and you win a series, and almost won another one. You know, I think you just grow. Obviously, you remember how this feels, and you know this is a tough league to win in. It's a tough trophy to win. I think we have the foundation and the group here, and you just want to keep building," end quote. Oleksiak had one of Seattle's best scoring chances in the period, as well as he caught a post. Eberle also had a shot gloved down by Ottinger. In the third, Johnston delivered the decisive insurance goal. Dallas threw the puck from their own end deep into the Kraken zone, with Johnston winning a race to the puck. He managed to sneak a backhand shot over the collar of Grubauer into the net with 7 minutes and 12 seconds remaining to give the Stars a 2-0 advantage. Johnston became the youngest player to score a series-winning goal in a Game 7 in NHL history just one day after his 20th birthday. Bjorkstrand would also hammer the post with a shot with just under 5 minutes remaining, but Seattle didn't truly start getting shots on Ottinger until after Grubauer left for the bench. They had just 3 shots on net in the period before pulling Grubauer with 3 minutes left. Bjorkstrand found a loose puck off a faceoff win and backhanded it past Ottinger for Seattle's only goal of the night. Jaden Schwartz won the ensuing center ice battle against Dallas faceoff specialist Luke Glendening, which led to a Jared McCann shot on Jake Ottinger, who saved and froze the puck. Schwartz beat Glendening a second time on the subsequent Dallas zone faceoff, leading to a final shot from Vince Dunn at the left point that Ottinger stopped with 4 seconds remaining to send the Stars on to Vegas. Yanni Gord, quote, "I'm super proud, honestly. We battled super hard all year long. We built something here this year. I think we took a lot of steps in the right direction this year. Obviously, that's not the end result we wanted. The end result is a little bit further, but super proud of these guys. They battled hard the whole year, and every time we stepped up, we never quit. Young guys stepped up. Older guys stepped up. Everyone that has, it's been a lot of fun playing with these guys," end quote. It was a deflating finish to a playoff run that seemed to truly root the Kraken into the sports landscape in Seattle. Hextall said that's something the players should relish once the pain of the loss subsides. Quote, "It probably won't register home tonight, but this group also changed the landscape of hockey in Seattle. This particular group had the guts to change the culture, the trajectory, the belief of our franchise as well. So that's something for later, but that hits home with me, that this group of guys did that, and at some point in time, they should look at that and take a lot of pride." End quote. While veterans like Yanni Gourde, Adam Larson say there's no quit in this Seattle team, it's exactly what they mean. Coach Dave Hextall talked through the tactics of what didn't go right Monday and gave praise to Dallas's effort, but he equally and pointedly emphasized his appreciation and respect for this team. Quote, "I had a feeling about this group really back to training camp. There was a different feel to it. You knew there was something there. I had no idea exactly how or when we would come together as a group. Did we grow over the past month? 100%. What really stands out to me tonight, you look at the pain of the veteran guys in our room. They have an understanding. When you've got guys that have won cups and you've got guys that have been on playoff runs before, they understand how difficult it is not only to get into the playoffs, but even to get to this point. We were one win away from having the opportunity to be one of the final four teams playing. You see that pain in guys, especially in the veteran guys, that really understand how hard it is to get here." End quote. Let's take a look at some numbers and notes. The shots on goal were 28-23, Dallas. The shot quality was a lot different. Seattle's was 0.8, the Stars 2.3. In 5-on-5 offense, offensive zone possession time, it's the time the puck is on the stick of an offensive player. Seattle had it 4 minutes and 18 seconds. Dallas 3 minutes 35 seconds. Seattle also had the puck in the offensive zone 39% of the time in 5-on-5 to Dallas's 37. Dallas attempted 54 shots to Seattle's 45. In 5-on-5 defense, the entry denial percentage was 43% for the Kraken, 57% for the Stars. The zone exit percentage, 78% for Seattle, 82% for Dallas. The defensive zone blocked pass percentage. For Seattle, it was 14%. For Dallas, it was 20%. Each team was 0-1 on the power play. Seattle didn't get a shot off in theirs. Dallas attempted 10, but none were shots on goal. Goaltending, Philip Grubauer made 26 of 28 saves and earned himself a quality start. Ottinger saved 22 of 23 Kraken shots, but they weren't of the same quality. Seattle outhit Dallas 39-32. The Stars won 27 faceoffs to the Kraken's 23. Each team had just 2 penalty minutes in the game. Dallas gave the puck away 13 times to Seattle's 8. Dallas took the puck away 14 times to 3 for Seattle. The Kraken blocked 21 shots. The Stars, 12. Taking a quick look at the AHL playoffs, Riker Evans scored in the third overtime period as the Coachella Valley Firebirds beat the Calgary Wrangler 3-2 to take a 2-1 series lead in their third-round matchup. Joey Decord was brilliant in goal, stopping 60 of the 62 shots he faced. So that about wraps up the season in today's Full Press Kraken. I'll be back later in the week with a full season recap. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this all season. Thank you to NHL Stats, AHL Stats, MoneyPuck.com, NaturalStatTrick.com, Root Sports, and Sport Logic for all the numbers. Enjoy the day.